Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Northwest Arkansas Human Resource Association presents Advocacy in Action, a two-part series, August 14th, starting at 11:30 a.m. at the Springdale Holiday Inn. Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin will speak, as well as political representatives, discussing the legislative process and how to effectively get involved. Registration is required. NOARK.org for more information.
This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, the 2014 KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series does close out with the annual Composer Showcase at George's Majestic Lounge Saturday night. The annual affair brings local jazz musicians and composers to one stage to perform original material in a variety of settings, duos, trios, quartets, even octets. Saturday night's concert, like the others in the Summer Jazz Series, helps the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society raise money for scholarships for young musicians in the area. This week, Robert Ginsberg, the founder of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society and the host of KUAF's program Shades of Jazz, talked to four recipients of scholarship money. He also invited them to play in the studio as well.
Earlier this week, I had the great pleasure to interview and record live in the studio four music students who are on their way to careers as professional musicians. All four of these students share in common a scholarship award that they received from the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society to attend the Jamie Abersold Summer Jazz Studies Camp. Three of the students went this year, and one, Clay Johnson, was the recipient last year. Matt Mazzoni is a guitar student, and he lives up in Rogers. He's 20 years old. Kirsten Burgess has just graduated high school last year in Bella Vista, grew up in a musical family, and is pursuing his musical career as a drummer. Michael Hanna is a student at the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville, and he plays saxophone. The four of them were gracious enough to come up and record a few tunes and talk about their experience at the Jamie Abersold Summer Jazz Study Camp. The students will have a chance to show off their skills at the final concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, which is coming up Saturday, August the 9th at George's Majestic Lounge. Our saxophonist Michael Hanna was unable to participate in the interview. He had a rehearsal right after we recorded these tunes. But I was able to interview Matt Mazzoni, Garrison Burgess, and Clay Johnson, beginning here with guitarist Matt Mazzoni.
So I'm a student at NWAC. I'm studying with Ben Harris currently. I'm a music major. I'm studying music education.
I'm Garrison. I formerly went to Bentonville High School, graduated this year. I will be a freshman at the University of Arkansas, doing percussion studies and mastering in music education. I've been playing drums for about 8 years. I've been taught by some of the greats, Frank Majesterski and Darren Novotny. I've been playing music all my life, and you know, the goal was playing drums, and finally here. So,
and Clay, your career has launched,
sort of. I graduated in December from the University of Arkansas. I took with Dr. Greason, majored in music with a minor in business. I thought that was a good backup plan. You always have to have something to fall back on.
You mean if the business degree doesn't work out?
Exactly. The music thing will take off right then. And I've been playing since I was 16, I guess. The last 6 months, I've just been playing music around town in several different groups of different genres, not necessarily jazz, but country and rock and things of that nature. So I've been having a lot of fun with it.
What year did you go to Abersold?
It was last summer, so 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. I had a blast. The audition process when you got there was kind of nerve-wracking, but as soon as you met the instructors and they were all really nice and ready to help everybody and of all skill levels.
So Jamie Abersold runs this summer music camp, and he is probably one of the foremost jazz educators in the world. Last year, he received the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Award for his work in education. And this summer camp is truly a phenomena. It's people from all over and all ages, really, come to this camp, from adults to very young students. And they have studies in all the instruments. And, Matt, I'm kind of curious. I know that there's certain instruments up there that are heavily represented, and the guitar is certainly one of them. So tell me a little bit about your experience at the camp.
There were definitely a lot of guitar players there, which was kind of daunting. Yeah, like Clay said, the audition process was kind of crazy. You walk in, you see these really well-known jazz guitarists, and they're sitting there, and they're like, okay, you know, take two courses, and you sit down, and, you know, this, you just got to Kentucky, you drove 9 hours, and you sit down, and you're playing with Dave Stryker, and it was an interesting experience, for sure.
And the purpose of the audition is so they know where to place you guys.
Right.
In what ensembles,
right.
What level of...
Yeah, you audition basically so that they could put you in a combo based on your skill level, so that way, you know, there's some people that are in your combo that are going to be a little bit better than you, and some that are maybe not as experienced.
Well, and I'm assuming that everyone that attends this camp is vetted to a certain degree. In other words, you got to be able to read music, you have to have studied music to some extent.
Yeah, they actually have beginner classes.
Yeah.
I met somebody while I was there, and they were like, yeah, I picked up a guitar last week, and it was crazy. They were there.
Yeah,
I don't know how they got there.
Well, they're not going to turn away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The money, but
not even a guitarist.
yeah, but there was also a music theory test as well that you did, which placed you in a music theory class that you went to every day.
I think my combo had a 50-year-old guitar player from France and a 15-year-old drummer from California.
See, yeah.
And another guitar player, of course. We had two or three in our combo, and he was from Ohio, so, I mean, we had people from all over the place, and they were all right about our skill level. They did a good job with the placement.
Good job of, our drummer was from Brazil. He didn't speak any English at all, so it was funny watching this legendary pianist, David Hazeltine, kind of pantomiming his way through jazz standards was interesting, to say the least.
It just sounds like such an incredibly stimulating and challenging environment.
Yeah.
I mean, Ebersol's overriding theory is that everybody on the planet can improvise music. And I'm sure there must have been opportunities where he espoused his theories about this. And how did that sit with you guys? I mean, it's one thing to be able to say anybody can improvise music, but at what level? And at what level are you willing to be pleased enough with yourself to go on? I mean, that seems to be the daunting part of it
to
me.
Yeah, your ego takes a little bit of a beating when you get there.
Here are Matt Mazzoni on guitar, Michael Hanna on saxophone, Garrison Burgess on drums, and Clay Johnson on the bass, performing a tune written by Joe Henderson called Recordame. Thank you.
Yeah, like you said, it was really stimulating. You're doing music for 8 hours a day, and then you finish up with all your classes, and at the end of the day, you go to there were faculty concerts every night, and so those were good to go and see and figure out what you're doing wrong. Those were interesting too.
I came back with such a fire, and I practiced nonstop when I got back for weeks. Just, you know, all the tools that they had given me kind of overloaded me with information. But when I got back, I could take what I'd learned and space it out and work on things individually to kind of build my skill set.
That kind of sounds like the phenomena that I imagine occurs with practice. You practice and you burn out, and then a week later you realize that it actually did some good, mm-hmm. whether it be muscle memory or just being more relaxed or whatever. Garrison, can you share any anecdotes or experiences that were particularly memorable for you?
You know, I think some of the most memorable times were definitely our combo times where we got together. I had a Corey Christiansen, great guitar player. He was my combo leader.
Oh, yeah.
Corey. He's performed at the Summer Jazz Concerts before.
He's fantastic.
He's incredible.
He was my combo leader. We had 9 people in our combo. Yeah, that's about right. You know, I tell you what, like over the week, it took us like the first, you know, first we had 2 combo times in a day. It took us that first hour and a half kind of to get to know each other, lock in a little bit. And then by the end of the week, we were swinging. It was a lot of fun. And then Corey wrote us all letters of things to improve mm-hmm. on, and things that we did well on. And it was really touching that, you know, he would go out of his way to, you know, take time out of a really busy week. I mean, literally, as soon as our concert was done, as soon as our combo concert was done on Friday, he was in the car, on a plane, and he was out.
He's a busy kid.
Yeah, he's extremely busy. So for him to take the time to write all 9 of us letters, you know, saying, "Hey, great job at this. Here's some cool things you can work on." You know, it was really touching for all of us.
Yeah, like you said, I think one of the instructors, Dave Stryker, actually drove, I think, 9 hours to play a gig one night, and then drove 9 hours back and didn't sleep at all, and then was there the next morning to come teach classes. So they're all really busy guys, and it's awesome seeing that they're taking the time to kind of, you know, help people usher in the new age of jazzers.
Yeah.
So
jazz never sleeps. Did you have any experiences, Matt, that were particularly stand out for you?
I mean, the whole week was really incredible. You're surrounded by incredible musicians the whole time. Like Clay said, it lights a fire under you to come back home and practice. But my favorite part was probably the faculty concerts, seeing some of these legendary guys just get up there and, you know, they're burning. One of my favorite moments was when Dave Stryker, I was in a master class with Dave Stryker, and he sat me down and said, "You know, Matt, if you work really hard and you practice really hard, you can make hundreds in this business. And that kind of summed it all up for me.
Well, obviously, anybody that's going into jazz is not doing it for the money.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So you guys have put together something that you're going to perform at the Composer Showcase, which is the final concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. The showcase has been moved from the Walton Arts Center because of construction, and it's going to be at George's Majestic Lounge on Saturday, August the 9th at 8 o'clock. So it should be a great show. There's going to be, it is a showcase where we feature six or seven different groups, ensembles, performing original compositions, which is really rare because most of the time people are gigging. There's waitresses in front of them and a big screen TV set behind them, and they're playing standards, and it's that kind of thing. This is really an opportunity for our regional jazz artists to shine and have a captive audience listening to their music. And you guys put something together. How did that come about?
Well, me and Michael met at camp, actually, and we started talking about it then. We came up with some ideas, and then once we got back here and Garrison got back, we kind of all hooked up, and we had Clay come and sit in, and he was a great help in getting the song put together.
That's great. Yeah. So it was a collaborative compositional effort. Yeah. What's the name of the tune?
It's called Dig Deeper.
And it's going to be premiered, the world premiere.
It's going to be the world premiere of our tune, Dig Deeper, at the Composer Showcase.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you all for being here, fellas. Matt Mazzoni, who was our guitar scholarship recipient. Garrison Burgess, who is the drummer from Bella Vista. And Clay Johnson, who was our scholarship recipient on bass last year. Unfortunately, Michael Hanna had to run to a rehearsal with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective Octet tonight. So we'll all speak for him. And we'll close out with a little teaser of your original composition, but I won't play much.
Okay.
Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Robert Ginsberg is the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series will end with a Composer Showcase Saturday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. The showcase will feature regional jazz musicians performing original compositions, including new music and world premieres in a variety of ensembles, from solos, duos, trios, to octets. This series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, and tickets are available online at digjazz.com.
No.